Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me again. Yeah, I mean, it's just you want to keep it fresh and you don't want to go, 12 straight practices, kind of doing the same thing, that kind of stuff. So the guys have been good. They got a break from me last weekend. I actually hit the road when I realized we couldn't, we're going to find a game. So I went to watch some of our incoming, recruits, cause I don't get a chance to do that much during the year. So Jason and Alfie, had practice for Friday and Saturday, and I think they had fun with it. So we'll see, what we got on Friday this week.
You said one of the first times you were on, we talked about recruiting and where you had to go and find that. You've got 10 kids that you're expecting to come soon. They come from all over North America. I think you must feel very positive about them based on looking where they came from and what they've done.
Yeah, I think, you always feel positive about your recruits, and it's just, you're biased towards them. They're, you obviously like them as players, and they're coming into your program and you want them to do really well. And so, we're excited about, the guys that are incoming, and we might add another player or two here down the road. There's so much moving around these days with the transfer portal and, guys become available because they get pushed back another year by another school or what have you. So, I don't know if we're done or not, but the most important thing for us too is making sure that we're, developing our current players and, evaluating our current players and seeing, it's the easy thing to do when your team is in a transition is just go and recruit a whole new team. But that's not necessarily probably the right way to do it, and the grass isn't always greener other places. So, we're always evaluating our current team. We like our guys coming in, but we want to make sure that we're developing some players that are currently on our team too that'll be the foundation of our future here.
I was talking to a couple of your players after class the other day, and I said to them, from sitting up in the cheap seats, that you can really see how much progress you're making. And they just, their eyes lit up, and they said, we're really getting better. We're really getting close. That kind of infectiousness, I mean, that wasn't to score points with me in class. That kind of infectiousness is really good. Are you noticing that across? Are they all starting to feel more confident?
I think so. It took a while. I mean, it was probably, in December till we really started to, see. And it's not, and everybody has a different timeline. And, when it comes to, hey, I'm starting to feel comfortable with what we're doing here, because everything was new to these guys at the beginning of the year. And, you can see that there's guys that they feel they're individually getting better, which that's going to help our team as a whole. They're working hard. They're excited to come to the rink every day, even in a season where the wins and losses haven't been, obviously what we wanted. But it's still fun to come and work with these kids every day. And they got great attitudes for the most part. They have great energy, and you don't always see that from a group that's struggling from the wins and losses, but they really do. They're really working. They're a great group of kids, and, I'm really, I hope down the stretch here that they start getting some results that I think they deserve. They've worked really hard.
Has the buy-in been as good or better than you expected from players?
I expected it to be pretty good just because I got to know them in the summer, and I really did feel that we had good, they're good people, they're high character people for the most part. And, that's where it all starts. It has nothing to do with hockey. It has just, are you willing to be pushed? Are you willing to work hard? Are you willing to do the extra stuff? And they all are for the most part, So I guess I expected the buy-in to be pretty good just because I got to know them in the summertime. And it has been, I think it's been what we kind of thought it was. And, it would be nice to have a few more wins in the win column. And I think, we are getting better and we're getting closer. But so is everybody else. So, like, every game starting this Friday is going to be, yeah. We have to play near perfect to get a W, and I think your guys are realizing that, and they're trying to get to that point. And I think the closer we get to it, I think we'll get rewarded eventually.
You've come a long way in a lot of areas. But the thing that has impressed me most is the attempt to win the puck battles, that staying with it. If they lose the puck, they follow it. Things at the beginning of the season they weren't doing. Is that something you think is natural in a kid? You just have to tell them to go do it, or is it something that's more difficult to teach?
I think your observation is right on. I think that's what we spent the first half of the year showing. And I don't know if it's teaching, it's just spending the time to show each individual player every one of those situations in a game where either we won this puck battle, we came out of the corner with this puck, or we did it. And then what subsequently happened after that? Yeah. Either they got a scoring chance or scored a goal, or we got a scoring chance and scored a goal, or we drew a penalty, or we took a penalty. Like, why all those things matter. And we spent, all our whole staff, we spent hours and hours and hours of these guys in the first half watching that video as a team, but also individually, and helping these guys understand, like, this is good enough, this is not good enough, this is good enough, this is not good enough. And then when you keep doing that and you're consistent with that, eventually they understand that, then you can move on to other things. You can move on to other skills that we need to work on. But I think to a man, most of our players have improved in that area, and that improvement alone leads us to have the puck more and leads us to be more competitive in games. It still hasn't been enough. You know, we talk about that. It hasn't been enough to win games consistently. And so we need more. We need guys when they get chances to put the puck in the net instead of just putting it in the goalie's chest. Instead of missing the net. We need our power play to get better. We need our goaltenders to play better. So, you know, we need all these things to happen for us to win, but I do think that compete and the effort level has improved this year, which, to your point, has been encouraging.
Yeah, one of the that I was going to ask you about shot selection. It does seem to me that you're getting a lot of shots into the crest, into the belly, into the goalie. Is it because they're rushing? Is it because they're waiting too long? Are they on the one-timers? Are they just that half second slow? Or do you think it's a confidence issue?
I don't have the answer to that. I do think, you know, there's things. We don't have a ton of natural goal scorers on our team, and there aren't a lot of those guys, period, anymore.
Right.
I've coached a very, you know, John Leonard was one of those at UMass that we were fortunate to coach the last few years. Like, he could just score. Like, every time he got a shot, it seemed like it was going to the net. We had over the years, there's been a couple other guys that I've coached that have been like that. But so the other things, like, you know, are you shooting the puck in stride? Are you telegraphing where you're going to shoot? You know, are you stopping your feet moving? And so the goalie knows you're getting ready to shoot the puck, and they can set up and be ready for it. You know, and that's a skill that we work on weekly in skill sessions with our guys, because that's why John Leonard could score so many goals. Like, his feet, he could shoot the puck in stride, and the goalie would never know when he's getting ready to shoot it. And, you know, so that's something that you can work on and get better at. And then the other piece of it is, you know, getting the goalie's eyes and creating that chaos around the net, which, you know, helps when those shots get delivered to the net, making it harder for the goalie to either control rebounds, see the puck, what have you. And that's something we still don't do a consistently good job of, is getting to the net when we don't have the puck. And, you know, so that's something we need to work on too.
Do you see teams packing it in and backing in on you?
I don't think it's on us. I think that's what a lot of teams just play that way now. You know, in the D zone, it used to be, your wings are up on the D. So, you know, if you beat your guy down low, you might have a direct lane to the net, you know. And now it's, a lot of teams are leaving the points, you know, open. If the puck is down low in the zone, every five guys are all down low. So your point men are open sometimes, but even though they're open, they get the puck. It's hard to get it through, you know, eight or nine bodies to get it to the net, you know. And so I think the game has just changed in that regard defensively. I don't think anyone's doing anything, special, against us per se. I think that's just the way a lot of teams play, you know.
Ben Moore, the head coach of the Maine Black Bears. Ben, we appreciate you taking time out for us as always this afternoon. Good luck this weekend, and we'll catch up with you again next Wednesday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
That's it. Ben Barr, head coach of Black Bear Hockey, with us here on Downtown.